Which one's the break? I'm kidding. Brake is on the left, gas is on the right. I got this. It worries me how stupid you think I really am sometimes. Okay, so, key is in the ignition. Release, parking brake. And... see? I know my stuff. You know, when I asked you to teach me how to drive, I meant, like, help me get good at it. I'm not completely helpless, don't worry. But you should know that this car is not insured yet, so it is very, very important that you do not let me crash. See, the nice thing about having your best friend teach you how to drive is that if we die together. And there is no one else I'd rather die with. Question. How long do I need to stop at a stop sign? I know, but approximately how many seconds? Like 3? And I have the right of way, correct? And, is this a good speed? Really? I was gonna say I'm maybe going too fast. Too slow? Whatever you say, Teach, I will speed up. It's gonna be so nice to be able to drive wherever and whenever I want. You won't have to pick me up anymore. What are you gonna do with all that free time now that you won't be my personal chauffeur? You know, I'm kind of gonna miss it though. Yeah, I like being in the car with you. I just love spending time with you so much. Mwah. What, is kissing your best friend on the cheek against the rules? Interesting. They didn't mention that in the driver's handbook. Look, I promise to keep my eyes on the road from now on, okay? Does that make you feel better? Okay. Hey, maybe once I get good at driving, I can pick you up. Yeah. I'll be getting in more practice while helping you save money on gas. Works out for the both of us. That is, unless I crash. See, I get the feeling you have trust issues with me being behind the wheel. Your shoulders are tense as hell. Of course I can tell your shoulders are tense. I'm your best friend. I don't have to be looking at you to tell when you're tense. Well, maybe I know you better than you think. You want to know something? I was so jealous when you got your driver's license first. Yes, jealous. I do get jealous sometimes, yes. It's not like I saw it as a competition, like a race or anything, but... well, I don't know, maybe I did actually. To be honest, driving freaking terrifies me, so... I just kept putting it off and making excuses for myself. Like... oh, well, gas is so expensive, and I like walking anyway, but really, I just hate driving. Anyway, when you got your license before me, and then all of our friends got their licenses too, I think I just kind of gave up because I felt like I'd lost or something. And why keep running in a race you've already lost? Yeah, I guess so. No, you're right. I should persevere. When did you become some kind of motivational speaker? I'm just sad it's taken me this long. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I, like, see it as a competition. It's such a stupid, immature way of thinking. It's just, I feel like every one of our friends has always, like, gotten something before me. Like, I was the last of us to get a phone, and, like, everyone got a credit card before me, and everyone could drink before me. That's what I get for being the youngest. Like, the only thing that I got before anyone else was my first kiss. And, like, that barely even counted. Yeah, remember in junior high? When I really wanted to be kissed, and so I walked up to, what was his name? Yeah, that was his name. Wow, how do you remember that? And I walked up to him during a pep rally in front of everyone, and I asked him to kiss me, and he did. It was sloppy and awkward. Not quite as romantic as you hope your first kiss will be, but I don't think I was after romantic. I think I just wanted to get it over with. Which is ridiculous. I see that now. I kind of wish I'd waited, you know, for someone who actually cared about me. Not some random kid in class who had a nice haircut. How do I become more like you? Yeah, how do I stop seeing everything like it's a race? I mean, you waited a while for your first kiss, didn't you? Didn't you? Don't tell me you beat me to it and got kissed in, like, second grade or something. Wait, have you... Hold on, have you never kissed anyone? Oh my gosh, you've never had a first kiss. Wow. Nothing, I'm just surprised. I don't know, I can't believe I never knew that. You've never been kissed. Okay, sorry, I'll stop saying it. I'm sorry. Do you want to be kissed? Like, is it by choice or lack of opportunity? I'm sorry, I'm just curious. You're a cool person. You're attractive. I'm just surprised by this. Yeah, no, I get it. Well, I mean, you know, if you wanted, I couldn't. Oh, shit. Holy shit. I just ran a red light. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Okay, never again. Hi, I need to park. I don't know, I need to breathe for a moment. I can't believe I just did that. I totally could have killed us both. This is why I hate driving. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. No, I am. I'm a safety hazard in the driver's seat. I'll be doing the world a favor if I just Uber for the rest of my life. I need to breathe. Okay. Okay, I think I'm good. But I think you should drive. Yes? Please, take the keys, I beg of you. I can't take any more driving today. I'm still recovering from nearly killing us. Please, don't make me drive. Thank you. Okay, let's swap places. Much better. Wait, we don't have to drive just yet, do we? I mean, can we sit here for a sec? Okay. You know, what I was saying earlier about you having never been kissed. No, just listen. I was gonna say, maybe, you know, only if you want, I could show you how to kiss. That way, when you have your first kiss with someone, it'll be better than mine in junior high. You know, because you'll know what to do. No, I'm not suggesting we... I mean, unless you want to. But I was just saying I could demonstrate verbally or something. I don't know. We wouldn't have to kiss. Because then that would make this your first kiss. And that would kind of defeat the purpose, right? Right. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, you're teaching me how to drive. So, you teach me how to drive, I teach you how to kiss. Yeah? Okay, so... I mean, right now? Okay. Well, eye contact is important. Not too much eye contact. You don't want to, like, stare the person down, but just a flicker of it is good. Then, you want to lean in and, maybe dip your head or tilt your head a little slowly. And then just be slow and gentle. Light pressure. Don't feel like you have to do anything crazy with your tongue. Just start out simple. Keep your mouth relaxed. And also, this is important. Hand placement is good. Like, on the cheek, or lift their chin, or in their hair is good. Don't overthink it. Just do whatever feels natural. And if you start to feel comfortable and you want to, like, step it up a notch, you can use your tongue, like, briefly touching the tip of your tongue to theirs. That's a good start. So, yeah. Does that make sense? Now you're all ready for your first kiss. And I'm all ready for my driver's test. Well, almost. I think I still have some practicing to do. You too? You need to practice driving? Oh, kissing. You need to practice kissing. Like, practice how exactly? Is this your way of asking me to kiss you? Of course I'm up for it. I said I'd be up for it, didn't I? And, you know, it doesn't have to count as your first kiss. If you don't want it to. So, wow, you've got the eye contact thing down. You're a fast learner. You're sure this is your first kiss? Sometimes, too, you can, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I'm a little, brain fog. Sorry, what I was gonna say is sometimes, too, entrapping me. Hey, I didn't teach you that. I was gonna say, you can also kiss along the jawline. Or neck. Yeah, exactly like that. Wow, the student surpasses the master. We aren't just practicing anymore, are we? I love that I'm the first person who gets to kiss you. Not that I see it as, like, a race or anything. I just meant that, I don't know what I meant exactly. I just hate the thought of your lips on someone else's. What? Is that so crazy? I told you, I get jealous sometimes. And not just about driver's licenses. It kills me to think of you with somebody else. Then think of you with me. I already do. All the damn time.